While the snowflakes were falling one cold winter day, little Johnny went out to the snowdrifts to play. The others made snowmen so round and so tall, but he made the littlest snowman of all. He found a slouch hat that was tattered and torn, and a scrap of a scarf that somebody had worn. "I'll be yours," cried the snowman, "and I'll never depart if only you'll give me your red candy heart."
Johnny gave him his candy, and so from the start, the littlest snowman had a red candy heart.
That night as he slept, Johnny dreamed that he saw the snowman as merry as never before. Round the big Christmas tree in the square they were playing. Some of them sliding and some of them sleighing, some of them rolling and some of them leaping, while safe in their houses, the children were sleeping. But not his poor snowman. In his snowdrift apart stood the littlest snowman with the red candy heart.
They say I'm too little and they keep me apart, said the littlest snowman with a red candy heart.
And then in the dream, it grew suddenly bright. It's morning, thought Johnny. That's why it's so light.
It's a fire, cried the snowman. We'll melt if we stay. It's the Christmas tree burning. Come, snowman, away!
And leaping and rolling and sleighing and sliding, they scampered away and were soon safe in hiding.
Quick, Johnny, awake!
Johnny awoke with a start. By his side stood the snowman with the red candy heart.
Oh, I may be too little, but I'll do my part, said the littlest snowman with a red candy heart.
Johnny pulled on his clothing, and they both hurried down to awaken the children all over the town. They raced through the streets, and they shouted and knocked. They ran to the mayor, but found his door locked.
We'll call the fire engine. The firemen will bring it.
They found a tall firebox,
but they couldn't ring it.
But there in the street stood a little toy cart, just right for a snowman with a red candy heart.
We can make the fire engine of this little cart. Come on, said the snowman with a red candy heart.
They rode up as close to the fire as they could, in the cart heaped with snowballs. Together they stood, and showers of snowballs they threw with such aim, they hissed and they melted and put out the flame.
But when it was all over and the fire was through, the littlest snowman was quite melted too. As thin as an icicle falling apart was the littlest snowman with the red candy heart.
Then the mayor arrived and he climbed on the cart. Who'll help save the snowman with the red candy heart?
The children came running, and with new fallen snow, Johnny made him all over. And now each year it's so. Each year in the square, for all children to see, a snowman stands watch at the Christmas tree. He wears a slouch hat that is tattered and torn, and a scrap of a scarf that somebody has worn. But we know that he's ours, and he'll never depart, for the littlest snowman has a red candy heart.
And the spirit of Christmas can never depart, while the little